Right, let's take a last look at your sport this afternoon in some rugby. It's test week for the Springboks, and scrum coach Don Heumann has noted some big differences between the Barbarians, who they beat 54-7 on Saturday, and Italy, who they face this week. Now, he says they've been keeping an eye on Azzurri, who beat Namibia 73-6 in their warm-up match. Now, although the level of Namibia's competition was not convincing, Heumann believes there is enough takeaways to prepare against the Italians.
Definitely, there is a learning because most probably, I would say 80% of those players we will be facing this week. What I can tell you is they got 4 penalties out of the game. They got a penalty try out of the game. And I know the guys are playing, especially in the front row for Namibia. There's some experienced guys there. I think there's some of those guys that had already been in 3 World Cups. Even though they concede 1 penalty, it's still a proper side. And obviously,
Buck lock Jean Klein has been ruled out of the squad, who travelled to Johannesburg this week after sustaining an injury during the team's win against the Barbas, and returns to his club, Munster, to recover. And then the Junior Sharks got their under-16 Grant Comer week off to a grand start. Now the youngsters earned a 44-35 win against the Golden Lions on the first day today. And then in some tennis in the women's singles, top seed Aryna Sabalenka cruised into the Wimbledon second round today, beating Canadian qualifier Carson Brandstein 6-1, 7-5. In the men's singles, former US Open champion Daniil Medvedev suffered a shock first round defeat at the hands of France's Benjamin Bonzi. Medvedev had reached the All England Club semi-finals for the past 2 years, but the Russians' bid for another strong run came to an abrupt end at the hands of the world number 64. And then closing off with tennis, Zimbabwe have closed the third day of their test against South Africa on 32-1. Now, Zimbabwe have lost their first wicket in the second innings thanks to Proteas bowler Corbin Bosch. Kaitono managed 12 runs off 62 before Lwandle Pretorius caught him out at second slip. Zimbabwe are chasing South Africa's 557. Now the Proteas resumed on 49-1 this morning, with Vian Mulder leading them to the target after he struck 147 of 206 before his dismissal. That's all from me for the East Coast Radio sports team, and off the bench for Nick Tatham, I'm Faira Crouch.